the interviews for the candidates for Planning Commission and Parks and Cemeteries. So first, if we could have Jessica Stone, who's interviewing for the Planning Commission. Jessica, did you get a copy of the questions sent to you?
I did.
So you've had a chance to have a look at them then.
I practiced.
Okay. What we are going to do is we'll take turns asking you the questions, and you can give very short answers, and then we can ask you questions afterwards if there are any relevant questions, and then you can ask us questions, okay? So we'll just take turns as we go down. So Richard will start asking the first question.
Can you take a moment to tell us about yourself and why you want to serve on the Planning Commission?
Absolutely. First of all, let me say thank you for having me here this evening. I'm very excited, actually, to be here. I was born and raised in Michigan and came to the Pacific Northwest in 1980 to pursue a PhD at the UW. And I came for the education, fell in love with the Pacific Northwest. It's been home ever since. So why I want to serve on this committee, there are two reasons. One of them is a little self-serving, and one of them is a little more community-minded. So in the community-minded one, I strongly believe that wherever you live, whatever community gives back to you, you should turn around and give back to that community. I feel very strongly about this. I've always done it wherever I live. And so I also believe that we should give back at what we're good at. So if you ask me to volunteer to make cookies, it would be terrible. I am the world's worst cook. So I don't want to do that job. But I'm very, very good at strategic planning. And this position, I think, entails a great deal of strategic planning. So that, for me, is the way that I can give back. A little bit more self-serving. I believe that Blaine is on the cusp of just going like this. I think this little community is really going to blossom very quickly and do really well. And what I don't want to see is what I've seen in some other smaller communities around the country, where there isn't any planning. The community goes like this, it explodes, and then you end up with sort of the strip mall mentality, or the little town that used to be charming and isn't charming anymore. And so I live here, I don't want to see that happen to my home, and I want to be in a position to help grow Blaine, but not let it grow, you know, willy-nilly. So that's why I'm here.
Okay. Please describe your understanding of the Washington State Growth Management Act and how the Act's goals are implemented by local jurisdictions.
Okay. When I was researching this position to see what would be asked of me and if I could be effective in this position, I found the conference, the Growth Strategies Conference at Crescent Bay, Crescent Bar, excuse me. It happened in 1989, and as I was reading through this document, there was one paragraph that absolutely struck me as the perfect answer to that question, and if you will indulge me, it's very short. I just want to read it because I can't say it any better than these people have said this. What we share in common, and what I share in common with this, was our knowledge of how the present system of planning in Washington State operates. Our commitment to the public interest and our belief in a comprehensive approach to problem solving. We are convinced of the need to consider the long-term consequences of present actions and the interrelatedness of decisions. In short, we believe, and I believe, in a strategic approach to the management of growth. Couldn't have said it any better.
We'll have to move along here.
Oh, I can go faster.
That's okay. Do you have experience with any community or volunteer committees, and what was your role?
Yes. I was the president of the Chamber of Commerce on Camino Island. We went from 4 people to well over 100 in the first year, developed a parks system, policies for connecting the community, and the business community together.
Oh, that's great. Okay, next.
The Planning Commission's responsibilities pursuant to state law are to assist the planning department in carrying out its duties. The department's duty is to fulfill the legislative and policy priorities of the City Council. Describe how you would apply your skills in helping the department fulfill its responsibility.
I'm very strong at research. I'm great at strategic planning, and I think that those two elements, and also distilling data down for people to understand. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to go faster.
Sorry. The Planning Commission is responsible for making recommendations to Council on both quasi-judicial requests and legislative proposals. Describe how you would prepare to make recommendation to the City Council for each of these functions.
Again, doing the research, doing the reading, and then distilling the information down.
Thank you.
Okay, and finally, in addition to the regular biweekly meetings, the Planning Commission often has additional study sessions. Overall, the time commitment ranges from 3 hours in a light month to 8 hours in a busy month. This does not include the time spent preparing for the meetings, reading reports, researching code, etc. Are you committed to volunteering that amount of time?
Absolutely. I am, quote, retired, and although I'm busier as a retired person than I was as a full-time professor, I have the time and the commitment.
Okay, are there any other questions that anyone has for Jessica?
No? You verified that she lives in the city?
Okay. Ah, yes.
I have a beautiful home on Cherry Street.
Do you have any questions for us?
I don't think so. No, thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions, thank you very much. And I think this is going to be a very simple decision on our part, fortunately, because we have one full term position and one term ending 12/31/2020. So we will let you know what the decision is of the council, but you will be on the Planning Commission, I can see.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And thank you for offering your time to be a volunteer to the community. We really do appreciate people stepping forward. So Sandy Miller, if you'd like to come forward, I guess this is going to be pretty quick for you because we're going to make this simple because you've been through this before.
To be really quick, I would like to just answer 1, 4, and 5.
All right, go ahead. Number one, tell us about yourself.
My name is Sandy Miller. I've lived in Blaine since 2001. We lived in the harbor on our boat for 4 years and loved Blaine, decided to stay here. I've been on the Parks and Cemetery for 7 years. I love Blaine. I love cemeteries. I think we're doing a wonderful job on parks. Lincoln Park is my favorite. I'm very happy that we were able to do the Marine Park playground when I was on the Parks Board. And I've served on BTAC for 3 years, I believe.
So I think you've answered 1 and 4.
I can attend meetings. I'm really good at attending meetings. I have a wonderful employer that lets me work around Blaine community meetings. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite sure about 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. I think the board together prioritizes what is going to be important and the schedule and what the work is done. And as far as if I don't agree with something and everybody else agrees on it, I think it would be in the best of the overall picture to go along with the majority. I'm not very good at speaking. I'm not.
Well, you're pretty good on the Parks and Cemetery Board. I served with you.
Oh yeah, I was the chair for 7 years, so I can do that. I can wield the hammer.
All right. Does anybody else on the council have questions for Sandy? And do you have any questions for us? No? Well, according to this, there are two people applying and two positions, so that sort of completes that issue for you. So thank you very much for volunteering, continuing to volunteer and serve the city.
Thank you, Sandy.
So that ends the interviews for the various boards.
We got 20 more minutes.